Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Fresh Living Talk Radio with your host, Coach Beth and Friends, where we share simple strategies to create lasting, healthy lifestyles. Visit Coach Beth and the Fresh Start community at www.freshstartforhealth.org.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Living Talk Radio. We have an incredible guest with us here this morning, and, you know, every week we're trying to bring you life-changing small steps that you can apply to your own life and begin to just really live this ultimate healthy lifestyle that we know God has planned for you and desires for you. And so today will be no different. It'll be just a very special conversation with an incredible lady who is making a huge difference in her own community, both her online communities and as a doctor of chiropractic in her own practice. So we are, buckle up, because we're going to learn quite a bit today, I get the feeling. And Dr. Daisy Sutherland is someone that I have followed online and looked up to all of these years and have always learned so much from her. And I love her spirit and her attitude and how she shares with us. So you are going to get just a great show today. So welcome, Dr. Daisy, to the show.
Thank you so much, Beth, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Me too. I know that this topic that you're bringing today, obviously it's a hot topic. So many of us are either suffering or know someone who's suffering from hormone imbalance. We also know that it's affecting all these other areas of our health and our lifestyles. And so you're going to get into that, and you're just going to give us some hope and some things we can do to promote our own healing today. Before we do that, tell us just a little bit about you.
Okay, let's see. Well, how much time do I have? No, I'm kidding. Well, let's see. You've already said it. I'm a doctor of chiropractic, but first and foremost, I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a mom of five, grandma, or I like to call myself Mima, of one. Never thought that I would have grandchildren this early on, but God had other plans. And so here I am, still going crazy. I've homeschooled a lot of my children, graduated three down to two now with a grandbaby, so I'm down to three. But I stay physically active and constantly researching. One of the things that I love to do is constantly researching information that's going to help, you know, people online and people offline. So very busy in my offline world with my family and our church family and our business. And, you know, it's just one of those things. I'm like the Energizer Bunny that just keeps on going, and very grateful that
yes,
God has given me the energy to do so.
Yeah, and you said, I stay physically active, but you guys, you have to understand that she actually is a fitness professional and just competed in, was it a fitness competition that you competed in?
It's a bodybuilding competition, and in one of the divisions was a figure competition, and
awesome.
That was one of my lifelong dreams. It's weird. At the age of 19, I started teaching classes, exercise classes,
wow,
and I had continued to do on through the age of 51. And my lifelong goal was to compete, and I never thought I would be able to, but this year I did. I competed in figure competition in the division of over 40, and I am proud to say I came in first in my division and second overall. Not bad for a mama five, huh?
No, not bad at all. And I actually watched your posts online as you were training, and oh my gosh, you're so impressive to me. And I think another thing that you teach us is, just because we get to a certain age, that for some means things are going downhill, or that things are, you know, chances or opportunities are over. No, you are proving to us and showing us and giving us the belief that things can just begin, and it's a new season. And I love that about you. So I had to throw that in there, because we all kind of need that as we age, especially when we start talking about hormone balance and some of the, you know, tendencies for depression and other emotional instability that maybe we didn't suffer from earlier on in our life. So, all right, so we'll jump in here, because, like you said, we could spend the whole show talking about you, and that alone is inspirational enough.
That's crazy.
But today you're going to be sharing, about hormone imbalance. This is so important. Actually, we haven't even brought this specifically to this show yet. And I think this is like a 3-5 part series, really. And you, that's mm-hmm. pretty much what you do in your course that you run, or what is it, the group that you have. Tell us really quickly about that. You developed a program. Super quick.
I developed the program, and basically because I knew it was needed. It has been needed for quite some time. And we hear about it, you know, about other doctors and other programs out there, but I've done all the research, and a lot of those people that are putting on those programs are either men. Hello, how can they connect with women and their hormone issues if they're men? But they're also women that, who have not gone through it or are nowhere near the age of their, you know, them going through it. So they have no personal experience. And so I set out to create a program that from experience I know works, because I've used myself as a guinea pig, and it's called the Hormone Recharge Course. It will be going live, I want to say sometime in November. I tabled it because I wasn't satisfied with the information. And I mean, there's a lot of information, but I just wasn't satisfied with the amount. I needed to put more, I felt. And I feel that there's nothing wrong with over giving. You know, I feel like there's just so much out there to learn. And I wanted to make sure that this program was rich in that. But instead of starting the program when I intended, which was the beginning of this month, I decided to table it until sometime next month or December, until I was truly, truly happy and satisfied with the information. And it's a program that's going to be constantly changing. It's one that every time I find some more information, I'm going to add in, you know. But in the meantime, I did want to offer the listeners, I have a free little report. And it shows 7 foods that you can start implementing into your diet now to help you balance your hormones. There, believe it or not, there are some foods that will help as well. And they can get that at my website, drdaisysutherland.com/7foods. And that's a little gift for them. And, you know, if they can't be part of my program, they can follow me. They can go on my website. There's always tons of information. And I'm constantly giving, you know, information out because I feel it's important for women of all ages, truly.
Oh, yes. They need to follow you on Facebook and they need to follow you. I know you just started Periscoping, which I'm totally stoked about. So they need to follow you on Periscope too, just glean from what you're going to be sharing. Because today's just going to be a sneak peek, really, because our show is only 30 minutes. So let's jump in and give them something today. Let's talk today.
Okay.
First of all, start us off and help us know, because many times I think we misdiagnose ourselves even, and we know accidentally or otherwise doctors end up misdiagnosing us. And so how can we really know that we are suffering from hormonal imbalance?
Well, it's funny because we probably are suffering from hormone imbalances the day we were born. However, it tends to hit us harder when we get to that wonderful age of 35, 40, 45. And there's really no set age because everyone is different. We were made that way, right? We're all different. So we're all going to experience symptoms at different times in our lives. However, some of the symptoms that always come into play that people just take for granted are when we're tired, overly tired, to the point where you are so tired that you can't sleep. So you start feeling those sense of insomnia, and you may not have ever experienced that before. And then all of a sudden, you can't sleep at night. You know, unfortunately, a lot of people think that hormone imbalance. Okay, well, you get hot sweat. Hot flashes, night sweat, all that other stuff. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many different hormones imbalance symptoms that come into play that people just take for granted. And insomnia is one of them. And that's one of the things that got me into trying to figure out what was going on with my body. Because, as I mentioned, I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I'm constantly going, right? But it was like I was tired but wired. You know that? I don't know if you understand that. It's just a weird sensation, right? And so what's happening there is that one of your hormones is imbalanced, and the one that's imbalanced is cortisol. That is a huge hormone in your body, cortisol. That is the stress hormone. And so whenever you are stressed, the levels go up. When you're exhausted and drained, the levels go down. So you got to think about it as if when you're exhausted and you're drained, it's like a car running on fumes. And so your cortisol levels are going down, way too down. You know, so you want to get an even balance of your hormones, not too high and not too low. When we're extremely stressed and we have that fight or flight sensation, our cortisol levels increase. And that's when we're completely wired and we can't even concentrate. We can't even think straight, okay? And so it prompts your body to store all this fuel where it can be used easily, right? But sometimes it's so increased that it doesn't use it enough and it stores it as fat. And you get the adverse reaction of not being able to lose weight. So some of the risks, like cortisol is the one that I focus on the most because it is one that is easily overlooked because they figured, oh, you're just stressed. It's not a big deal. But it affects your body so much. It will affect it where your blood sugar levels will appear abnormal. And the doctors will think that you're pre-diabetic or diabetic. And it's all related to cortisol. And also you can get some symptoms of, I already said that you are exhausted, right?
Yeah.
Cortisol levels involved there. Delayed wound healing. You get injured, maybe you have a cut, and you're not healing as quickly as you used to heal before. Again, cortisol comes into play.
Wow.
There's just so much. I mean, let me tell you, there's tons of hormones in our body. And that is the one that totally just amazes me because it just gets involved in everything. You can reduce your cortisol levels, okay, to a healthy balance by just physical activity, something that we neglect to do when we get to the, you know, that stage of 40, 50, 60, because it's been ingrained in us that we're at that age that we should be slowing down, that we shouldn't worry about exercise, that why worry about what you eat? You only live once, right? That was the mentality my parents had. And unfortunately, they're not around to even talk about it anymore because you only live once. And so they didn't live life, the only life they had, in a healthy way. They figured, why restrict myself? Why not? Just eat it. Not a big deal. Not taking into account of how it would affect them later on in life. And so besides seeing my family, my parents deteriorate, and my mom passed away at 56, so she was really young.
Oh, no.
And yeah, to see that, I knew I had to do something different. And so, yeah, I'm physically active. I'm constantly working out. My family says, don't go near her. She's stressed. She has to go work out. They already know. So to avoid the cortisol levels increasing too much or decreasing too much, we put physical activity into play, and it helps keep it balanced. There's just so many different ways that you can balance your hormones without taking a magic pill. And I say a magic pill because doctors, when you go to the medical doctor, the first thing they'll tell you is that, oh, well, you know, you are perimenopausal or you're premenopausal or you are menopausal. You need to take this pill. They have all these labels without really identifying what hormones are in play in your body, because not every woman is going to experience the same symptoms. And if they do, there may be different hormones in play. So you have cortisol, you have progesterone, you have estrogen, you have pregnenolone. I mean, there's so many different hormones in our body. It's crazy. There's no way I can do it in 30 minutes, but yeah, there's a combination of different hormones. And unfortunately, the medical doctors don't take the time to figure out which ones are the ones at play and address them accordingly. So one of the things that I will be doing in my course is I do have a questionnaire, and every woman that enrolls in the course will have to fill out that questionnaire. It's not a short one. It's a lengthy one, but it's one that will help us, both her and me, identify which are the hormones that are in play in your body and how can we address them? What are the steps that you need to take that will help with your particular hormone imbalance, because what works for Sally may not work for Susan. And what works for Susan may not work for Lisa, because even though we're all females and we may be 40, 45, 50 and up, doesn't mean that we have all the same hormones that are affecting us. So those,
that's so true.
And it's true. I mean, right away, the aging process, people think, oh, well, she's 45, she's menopausal. And that's not true. It really isn't. I mean, I didn't really feel the effects, and I honestly haven't even felt those nasty effects. The only ones I felt was insomnia, but I think that was because of the added stress that I was putting on myself. And when I was able to determine what was really truly stressing me out, I figured I better put different things into place to help me. And so you change your diet, you add more physical activity, you learn how to breathe, you add more vitamins and herbs. You have to change everything. What you did in your 20s is not going to work when you're in your 40s and 50s. It doesn't work that way. You don't have the same body.
So true.
So we're talking
behavioral changes too. Like, are we talking reducing stress sources, meaning sometimes it's unhealthy relationships or saying yes to everything or things like that?
Oh, it's a whole package. It truly is. When you're talking about your body, it's funny because I'll have women come to me and say, okay, Dr. Daisy, I have this problem area in my body. Everything else I'm happy with, but just this one problem area. And I have to giggle because there's no such thing as spot reducing, reduction in a total,
right,
one spot. They like everything else, but they don't like this particular area. What can you do for me? And, you know, I said, your body's one complete machine, right? So whatever you do to that machine, every other part is affected. So you think, well, I'm just taking this one pill for this, but that's going into your bloodstream. So it's affecting everything in your body, not just the one symptom that you were trying to alleviate with that particular pill or that particular exercise. Sure, it may be a core exercise, but you're also working out your legs and your arms and your mind and your soul. And it's just everything. It's all interconnected. That's what's so wonderful about the body.
That's awesome. So tell us what, as far as what you have to kind of share with us today, I know that you've got some foods that you want to recommend to us. So what foods will help us balance this out?
Well, it's funny because what I tell a lot of my patients and clients is really simple. There are foods that you can introduce into your body, but you first have to take away some other ones. And so in order for these foods to work, you need to remove certain foods as well. And the one food that they all fight me on is soft drinks. Okay, it's not even a food, it's a drink and it's a chemical. And basically because they're addicted to the sugar, which is not good either. And I'm not one that is into pure elimination. I refuse to say eliminate all of it. Instead, I ask them to replace. So what, instead of this, you do this. Instead of this, you do that. You just don't completely eliminate. Does that make sense?
Yes, I agree.
So definitely eliminate the soft drinks. However, if it's carbonation that you love, if it's a carbonation that's attracting you, then you can easily replace the soft drinks with carbonated water and add some 100% fruit juice to it to get that sweetness that you're craving as well. So it's just a replacement thing. It truly is. So I usually tell them, you know, replace the soft drinks. Fast foods, stay away from fast foods. Replace the fast foods with some healthier foods. And I'll have women fight me day in and day out and tell me, well, you know, I don't have time to make a lunch. I have to go through the fast food restaurant, through the drive-thru. And so I said, okay, well, then if that is what you need to do, there are some healthy alternatives that you can choose through a fast food restaurant, believe it or not. Instead of the French fries, then opt for a salad. instead of the hamburger, opt for the grilled chicken. So there are some alternatives in even the fast food restaurants. And so I tell them, definitely replace. And as far as foods, increase, I mean, it's not this complicated science when it comes to eating healthy. Everyone knows that you should be implementing dark leafy green vegetables into your diet. We all know that. Mm-hmm. We were taught that since we were little. Fruits and vegetables, must eat that. Lean meats if you're a meat eater. Low fat or whatever dairy, some sort of dairy into your diet. However, we tend to avoid all that and throw it out the window once we age because we think we know it all. And it's quite simple. The reason you're having all these issues is because you've eliminated all the good stuff. And the dark green leafy vegetables are extremely important. And they avoid it. They truly avoid it. I mean, it helps with folic acid and to help reduce your stress. So food with folic acid helps to reduce the stress, which then decreases your cortisol levels. And the foods with folic acid are the dark greens, spinach, kale, collard greens, citrus foods, beans, seeds. So it all comes full circle. It truly does. It's like, okay, if I'm dealing with stress, why? What am I missing in my life? What can I take out and replace? What can I eliminate completely? You mentioned something about saying no. We as females say yes to everything, and we have to learn that decreasing our stress levels come into play when we say no. And unfortunately, women don't know how to say that, or they feel they're hurting someone's feelings if they say that. So you have to step back and say, okay, so how is this going to help me? And it's not selfish to think that if I say yes to this commitment, how is it going to help me? Because you know it's helping them by saying yes. How is it going to affect you? If you can't find a positive aspect of saying yes to that, then you have to say no. And it's okay to say no, because a good yes will come around the corner, something that is truly going to help you will come around the corner that you can say yes to. I learned that early on. I had to do that because my plate was overflowing with overcommitments. And again, my body was breaking down because of the overcommitments, but because of the decisions that I had made. So it's this vicious cycle, and it's something that women, they have to be aware of. They want an easy out. They want something that's simple. They're like, Dr. Daisy, just give me the answer. And I'm like, you know the answer. You just don't want to hear it. And so I have to repeat it all the time, you know. And it's not that difficult. It really isn't. You just have to be willing to be committed and stay focused and do it no matter what. You have to do it because your life truly depends on it. And that of your family.
Yes. Yes. I think as we get older, we realize that. We're like, wow, our life really does depend on it. As soon as, I know for me, even when I crested 30, I was like, you know, I'm not immortal. Like, you realize that as you get older. Okay, so share with us, because we are running low on time here, and I want to make sure that you include this in our show. You have a hormone balancing tip that everyone can apply and not wait until the magic age of 40. I, of course, am dying to hear this. I'm not 40 quite yet. Getting there, not quite yet. So what is that tip that we can be doing right now?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So you can reset all of your hormones, your thyroid and your adrenal imbalances and all that other stuff just by the food you eat, and I talked about that. And it's really simple. It's a simple plan. It's not rocket science, and it's basically you start at your morning with some quiet time, and I know that you do this best. Quiet time, extremely important. Don't just get up and put your feet on the ground and keep going, but make sure that you're feeding your body the appropriate foods that it needs, and I'm talking 5 to 7 meals a day. I know it sounds crazy, but you have to, because that's going to help with your metabolism. And we're talking protein, veggies, carbs. Yes, your body needs carbs, healthy fats in each meal. And it would look like breakfast. Okay, so you would have breakfast. If you have to have your coffee like I do, I start out my morning with water. Drink water and get that organs going, and then you drink your coffee. But make sure that you have some sort of protein in your breakfast as well. And it can be anything from eggs or yogurt or what have you. Oatmeal. Oatmeal's fabulous. But when I say meals, it's important. Breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack. Very simple. Simple, simple, simple. Avoiding the food is going to affect your hormones. You need it.
Okay.
They go hand in hand. It's like gasoline in the car. So something that everyone can do, no matter what age, is to definitely feed your body. Fuel. Important. So important. It helps with your metabolism. It'll help deal with everything else that's going on in your life. And then basically, my secret is breathing. Cleansing breaths. So important. People tend, if you're stressed out, you tend to hold your breath. I don't know if you notice it or not. Next time, when you realize, oh my gosh, I have a deadline. Oh my gosh, I have all this. You hold your breath. Breathe.
Yeah.
You have to breathe. Release those toxins. You'll think clearer. You'll be happier. A happier person to be around. Your family won't avoid you.
That's right. Okay, so two things I want to, like, tag on to what you're saying, because I think it's really important. When we're talking about eating 5 to 7 times a day, which I totally teach and support, and that's what I teach my clients, and it is a transitional thing for many people, so we want to acknowledge that. We are not talking about a huge dinner plate full of food. At every single time, and I always tell my clients, and I don't know what you feel about this, Dr. Daisy, but one handful for the snack, so it would be one handful of something. Nuts and a cheese stick, the yogurt you were talking about, a green
crackers.
Smoothie, you know, crackers and salmon dip or crackers and hummus. And so one handful is the snack. And those other meals could either be one, a little over one handful or two handfuls. And so just think of it as our hands laid out in front of us, because each of us, our hands match our stomach because we're all different sizes. And so lay the hand out or bunch it up to kind of know if you're scooping something onto a plate, you can kind of get a better idea if you bunch your hand up into a fist. So we're not talking about this ridiculous, you know, we're asking you to eat all day, all the time, so much food. No, it's really not. It's really, really simple. And I know they would learn a lot more about that from you in your course. So
absolutely.
And the other one I wanted to say was with the breathing, I am so 100% in agreement with that. It has changed my life, because stress is a huge trigger for my seizure disorder that I have dealt with over the years. And if I don't breathe, I'm literally inviting triggers. Like, I'm inviting a seizure to happen. And so breathing for me has become a must and a need. And I think it is for all of us, but we forget that. So, Dr. Daisy, we're today, and I can't even believe it, because I know you have so much more richness to share. So, you guys, get on her Facebook, get in touch with her, drdaisysutherland.com /7foods to get that offer that she has for you and to hear from her more often. You have been just an amazing blessing this morning as you share this information with us, and I appreciate you, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Always, always a blessing, and really fun to talk to you in voice, because we talk online, but there's something really special about voice. So thank you again for all the jewels that you shared with us today, and you have an incredible day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, everybody, that was Dr. Daisy Sutherland, incredible woman to follow and learn from. So grateful to her for what she shared with you today. You know, every week on Tuesdays at 11 Eastern, we're wanting to bring you just the best topics for you to be able to apply to your life, learn how to eat better, live better, exercise more, move fresh, we call it around here, just the fresh start way, which is health and hope and healing. And so thank you so much for joining us. You can join us at freshstartforhealth.org. So many exciting things going on at the moment. And we have a free group on Facebook called Fresh Start Online Community. So find us on Facebook, join us there, and join us at our website. We have a newsletter that goes out if you want to get in touch and get some recipes in your email from us. You guys be blessed. We'll see you on the next show. This has been Coach Bess, and I have so enjoyed you joining us for today's show. Be blessed, everybody, and have a great week.
You're listening to Fresh Living Talk Radio with your host, Coach Beth and Friends, where we share simple strategies to create lasting, healthy lifestyles. Visit Coach Beth and the Fresh Start community at www.freshstartforhealth.org.